So we are from Bitflux, a Swiss-based company using CMS, Bitflux CMS, and we are also doing business editing. That's Christian Stocker and me. So we will do an introduction what the Bitflux editor is about. Then a short demonstration of the Bitflux editor, then something about technical background, and then we have this tutorial set, for example, but I think we have probably the connectivity.
Yeah. We don't have
right.
You just show it, and if you want to get into the details, just ask them after the tutorial.
And then, just before that, the fusion also before the same thing, we show also what we plan to change in the July. Okay, questions? That's really, it's a workshop, so it's possible to ask anyone. Not really at all. What's the Bitflux editor? It's a browse-based XML based editor. The XML thing here is very important because you know there are lots of HTML editors around, but there are not so much, not that much XML editors. It's fully JavaScript based and it's open source. And yeah, I think at the moment it's the one project is open source in XML, basically like this. Why do we have an XML editor in the browser? Browsers everywhere. Everyone knows how to handle a browser, and it's not the future. Okay, why bother with XML? That's really a question that comes up often. Because actually, what you see on our website is HTML. So why use XML behind when you deliver HTML? Basic reasons are semantic storage of content, not a mix of storage. Semantics, so then the reuse of content for redesigns, the reuse of content for other output like PDF or XML, syncation, intro, open office, and RTF documents, simple inline input and complex output, and the control design. So maybe on the last one, control design, that's for XML, we can really much better control the concrete design than if you have HTML, because a lot of people now know a little bit of HTML and they can mess around. Why we made Bitflux editor? As producers of, as I said, Bitflux CMS, we need an editor because actually people don't like to write text. Some do, but most the normal audience, the normal public. What did we need? We did need something that can handle any text, not only HTML or XHTML text. We wanted to hide the XML stuff so that for the user that's really something he doesn't want to even know about. And it should run on any operating system. But didn't find such an editor at that moment. Started November
1.5 years ago.
And at that moment, such an editor wasn't around. There were, as I said, a lot of HTML editors. There were HTML editors like React, Java, X. And there was one other. Is the XML editor, our competitor at the last Moscow conference. It's the open source bit also, now they're on commercial. And this was Exodus. And we were inspired by this. They had now a major change also. But when we started, it was rather small. But we went. So what could we do? Yeah. September 10, 2002, and the open source was financed by the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, University of Zurich, and by Jona, okay, who presents the link and uses the BitBooks editor to get the exhibits. Some projects use exhibits, some use BitBooks. So you see here the page of the, that's a page of the University of Zurich website, and basically people can edit in a visiting modus right on the page. And you have already the design entry around it, and that becomes the basis of you, you know, from other editors. Like, all the lists, tables, pictures, things.
What version of Mozilla is that?
The Mozilla version?
It runs since 1.0.
Pardon?
1.0.
Okay.
So we always have problems with the latest releases because they change a lot internally. So to run on 1.0, table 1.3 at the moment, and also Fiber and Camino.
It works under Camino?
Yeah, under 0.7.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Did you ever consider trying to do a cross platform solution? So more than just Mozilla, or was that not even an option?
Yeah, we started with Mozilla, and we had always the plans back to do also IE version. Back to this later on the future.
The problem is that we had to, the client of us has a lot of Macs. Which is running on Mac, and IE on Mac is hard. Yeah. And then we started with Mozilla, and then we didn't look at IE for Windows a lot. And at the end, we realized we were using a lot of features. Promos the luggage IE doesn't have. So IE doesn't really have XML support for inline or the HTML. And now this code has a difficult solution for the line. But you can't have it.
Okay, I mean, the demo, you can see that on the website. There's a big plus editor.org website. And you can run it yourself. But yes.
In terms of tagging, say you have a set of tags that you can edit, if you're going to use your editor, you create your tags for your site.
Yeah, for example, here you have very special tags called flow line and move lines.
Okay. You see here also the name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here and below you have to do xpath or some kind of xpath where you are. So if you look around, then I am looking around and stuff. And yeah, you're completely free which tags you take.
If you think?
You're completely free.
Just, yeah.
So there's no schema you have to take, you can any schema you want.
Okay, so the administrator can set those tags, and then the users will predict. The users have to apply those specific
exactly.
Tags.
So if I click here in the main article content and click on the right mouse button, then I have these tags.
Yeah.
To insert, but if I click here on the abstract, then I just can make it click and nothing else.
Right. So for certain business rules, you can apply tags.
Any other questions?
The design of this page itself, is it like we use XSRT to generate this page? And I mean, how did this page come about? So I'm the web designer, of course, it's not crazy.
Yeah, you.
I put the tags behind it.
I got into details to that line, but it's XSRT which defines the design of this page. At the moment, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you can also insert, for example, in special jars. Yeah, it loads the phone. So you can write in the view or in Arabic. And that's for a good piece. Or just a Latin one, if you don't have it on your keyboard. Go to the tables, just click here, and then with a table or a list. Then you just make a list.
The tables and lists, is it actually creating HTML? It's creating XML?
No, for this page you use some kind of doc hook. So you define the schema, this item is a list item, and this is a table row or column.
How would it?
Is it a text reader? How would it text if you were just having a text reader go through the page? Is it, how does it understand? Do you have for a disabled user who's not able to, maybe have if it were a text-only page, if it was converted to text-only.
I mean, here basically, at the then at the output, that's another thing.
Oh.
Because this is just to edit.
Oh, okay.
You could use another XSLT to make it a text-only for
that. So my idea is that you would
get it. Not a table.
Yeah. If I could say it here, it doesn't work. But then, the editor sends just the edited XML back to the server and okay. The CMS on the server side can do whatever it wants with this. So you can make the text on the page.
Exactly, then you just leave out the table or the words.
Okay.
On the demo site, I remember a pop-up window allowing you to paste in HTML. Is that correct?
Yeah, at the moment, that's correct.
is that currently just put it back like the C data container? CDA
open
the XML, or is it something special to that
HTML? No, it does nothing special. Okay, so what's lacking now is the validation of the
disabled. Okay.
So, that's changed.
Okay. I see more on the demo. Do you want to see anything? Other questions?
I guess the question is, you said this is based on modified docbook schema. If we have an internal document schema, then how much modification would it take to use our internal document internal schema? Obviously, let it direct the XSLT to render it.
Yeah, it depends.
Because it looks like you have some UI widgets that are fairly specific to that schema.
We're working at right now, not right now, but at the moment, on making the editor understand more schema stuff. So if you have XML schema, then the idea is you just take that and add some really special stuff, like this is a table, because that isn't written in the normal schema. So then this part should be much easier, and the XSLT. Yeah, I don't have a real solution for that to make that easier.
Did that answer your question?
Yes.
So, now how does that work at all? So as Russia said, it's written in JavaScript, more or less standard JavaScript. It uses XML, DOM, XSLT, CSS, and schema. It uses all these technologies, and it works on Mozilla, Volta 0, and Linter. So why do you use Mozilla? I explained that already. We needed it to run on different platforms than Linux. why not IEL mapping can't handle XML to me as really different JavaScript support. Yeah, Mozilla is very, has a very good support for DOM and CSS and the development tools alike, and JavaScript support for this. And the DOM inspector are really great for developing in Mozilla. So what needs yet to show this page that first the XML with the data, with the content, then the XSLT. So how should it show that content? I mean, if your XML is quite straightforward, just, you should just have content and nothing else, then the XSLT is quite easy to write. You see that in the simple example. Then you need then this schema file, which defines which elements are allowed where. That we have at the moment a very limited schema support for here on, but the editor doesn't understand much of XML schema. We are changing that in the next few weeks, so you should be able to use much more schema tags. Then you need the CSS file, that so the browser knows how to show the element, and configuration file where you write down where's the schema, where's the CSS, and all this stuff.
Is that clear?
So what happens is if we start in the editor, so it loads the configuration file, then it reads some helper XSLT documents because we have to transform the input XSLT or the XSLT and the XML file you provide. We have to change some stuff in there so we know where we are. Yeah. We do add IDs and look where it comes from. So then we transform the XML and the XSLT to the output, read the schema file and read the CSS file. And CSS file is actually made by the browser itself, not by the editor. Then if we edit, we just get every event which happens, every key press gets to the editor and inserts this key into the DOM. So Mozilla 1.3 has this design mode where we wouldn't have to do that. But that's quite new and quite a different approach than we take. But it isn't that slow, so it works. There's just some problems with my experience. So, yeah. And very important here, during editing, there is no XSLT transformation, so everything happens in the DOM. Therefore, it's quite fast and fast. If, for example, here involves this paragraph, just moves the internal load around, and only then if I save it, then transforms back to the original XML form. Yeah. So if I save, I get to look at all nodes, what changed, then inserts that into the original XML, sends that back to the browser. At the moment, it's just a put HTTP request that these drivers are configurable.
But I mean, still used now by other
right.
their
right.
editor, someone read in all use Pitbull's editor on top of that.
Yeah.
And
so the editor is totally independent of this unit.
But it's the venue is using this editor as well.
So
they customize it.
Yeah, they just have to customize the transport driver, which means loading and saying, well, yes, no, and the schema. But that depends on the project and on the many other things. Yeah, and then, as you may realize, you have to provide the CSS with all the definitions for every element. Like, if you do that, CSS has. Written for that. CSS is not just on your HTML. CSS is fast and you have really good possibilities to move through. It's some kind of work at the beginning, but if you take the CSS for HTML, you just have to come to that. Okay, now if you. As you may be aware, there are some issues in the editor at the moment. The schema support is not that great. So we will rebrand the core of the editor in the next weeks. Don't call me for that. So it really will happen. And we are in contact with the guy who wrote Mozile EXHTML for Mozilla. And he wrote the library called EDOM. That's for editing on. We try to build up on that because I think that he has some good ideas. Seems to work. So, better XML schema support, as I already said a few times. Tron is a, I don't know if you know that, is a converter of from different schema. So you can convert from RelaxMG to XML schema, and you even can give him your XML document that he makes a schema out of this XML document, so it tries to find out what goes where, and yeah, at least you try to support this schema from. That's the plan for this better schema support. The whole XML schema support of the definition of client is huge. It would be a lot of work to support everything which is written there. It's sometimes really redundant as well. Yeah, nice degree. That means at the moment you can do stuff with context menu, you can do stuff here. Here, which isn't very clear all the time, so I'm trying to explain that a little bit. Whether XSLT support is the best thing would be you just take your XSLT, which you have from your normal project, and put that to the editor and knows what to do. That's the ideal plan, but we will see if that happens. Then the Microsoft Internet Explorer version. I saw last week that there is a Mozilla ActiveX plugin. So and it works more or less. So you can download it in Mozilla project. So you can download this ActiveX plugin, you install it, it's 5 megabytes, something like that. After that you just log in ActiveX Internet Explorer and then it uses Mozilla as your rendering engine. So that's not true. To get an IE version, because it would be really a lot of work to support both browsers. Because the details are, and the differences are in the details, and that's really annoying. The whole, JavaScript cross-browser support. And we don't have the resources to do both versions. I think this would be some kind of solution. The main problem with Mozilla. realize that some clients just don't know Mozilla, they don't want to install another browser. Support questions for one for the other. We have to give Internet Explorer. So that plan is to give them a critical editor for Internet Explorer installed by them. So at least all that and then we should work. Yeah, we put a bit XHTML. A lot of CMS are still based on HTML and we'd like to provide an easy solution for that. That these are the plans until end of July. And then now that we would like to do a next slide. So I don't know if you know HTML is area, so you can replace your text area with text. And if you have sent a full iterate documentation before, you know what to enjoy.
Specify from the schema list of values.
Not yet. Just adds every attribute.
It makes it an indices of live, so you can edit it as a text box. There's an input box with it.
You can't add attributes to it right now. Offer with a background light green, which looks amazing. you, I mean, in this simple example, you could also add in the XSLT, you offer some style that you get more complex documents than you just, you know, describe the CSS. Yeah, that is what we want. And we are a company committed to open source development. So we have mailing lists, we have CVS, natural CR and IRC, 24 hours a day. We have bug tracking, FNFIQ, and we invite everyone to help us join our force. Yeah, to the end, some links. Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
I have a specific question. How do you maintain love to undo, or is that just inherent support for growth?
We just copy and hold on every time. For change. Not that every key print can move around, you know. So.
Any other questions?
Do you actually mind switching back to the DAPL?
Very close.
More complex.
Pardon?
Yeah. What I'm thinking about now is the ability to trap certain events. So, for example, if you inserted a new paragraph there, anywhere, I assume the hooks are there that would enable you to take any action you wanted on that event. So, for example, yeah, when you did that, if you want to pop a dialog box and ask them a question, you know, programmatically do something.
Yeah, not yet, but that's planned as well. Okay. So, if you look up whatever you want. So, it's, for example, here, if I think through it, then this just calls a JavaScript function which clarifies some kind of problems. It's not throwing that alone. But that's fine, for example, if you add a name like that you can show a comment or something.
How do you prevent certain people from writing to the data as opposed to the is there some sort of rights for
it? Sorry?
If you want to save, if you edit, don't want to save.
Yeah.
So it's totally open.
No. that you can write your own driver for saving, and then you can do your authentication. So the easiest thing is to use HTTP authentication because that's built in. In the browser, and it automatically pops up if you are not authenticated. If you want to use something more complicated, then you program it. It shouldn't be a big issue.
Now, could you go back through it? I saw some copy and paste functions, how your copy and paste work.
Yeah. Copy and paste.
It looks like you got
it. Yeah.
How difficult would it be to add an application, CMS one, to talk to a CMS one clipboard? And you have a way of sending a DOM back to the CMS so that you can copy some content or a collection of notes here, and you want to go and paste those into another document. This is sort of a feature request, I guess.
So you, for example, you click copy this paragraph, and then you go to another document, and then you paste it.
Right. So so if you copy it, so then you can go back through and say, I want to copy this action to my workspace.
Yeah.
Go back through, check out another document.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
to follow up, that copy right there is not being consistent with the board, correct? It's just using an
NLA. No, that's not a lot.
Right.
That has a big problem. If you sign the JavaScript,
yeah,
then you can allow it. Or if you do an SPI, but it's turned off from JavaScript. At the moment, we just do it. If you want to copy from your text, you have to open the link for, and then you can copy into this game because that's normal form.
You can use Mozilla's clipboard just to copy any selected text here. You just won't be able to paste it back in here, right? So if you select the text within the browser window itself, not this one, and then Control C or Apple C, you could paste that into Word or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. You just can't paste it back into your
document,
right?
Yeah. Mozilla can't. Or you can't. The JavaScript writer can't access the clipboard. So that's also, for example, a lot of people want to copy paste tables from Word. Even if you could access the tape, the clipboard.
Yeah.
Which would be wrong.
So, what the save button there? That's the.
Doesn't work. Here.
It doesn't work, but that would be like a PHP script or something.
Yeah, we don't provide any server side stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't there limits in the size that you can post?
I don't think so.
No.
Which is pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, PHP, yeah, so you have things in the line to read and put it in. Oh, it's not a really problem. There's a simple PHP file in the distribution that shows you how to just send it to the process.
Do you have any mechanisms for handling images? Probably not, because that's been open.
There is. As you can see, there is an image.
Right.
Here in this demo, it's quite simple. We have to open the image tab, then you provide a good URL to the image.
We had another project, one of the first projects that we had ready to do on some of the images. Even place them or have four images and then some cranks on them, some underneath. So that depends a little bit on the project.
Yeah.
So the idea back then was the implementation of the images like here. Instead of showing this quite primitive form, it showed you all pictures which were in the CMS. So you had to write something special for the CMS. And then you just clicked on the picture and it was in the document. You also could choose if you want to select a line of private form.
The initial funding was the company that started trying to make commercial products.
VS Beat Books wanted to also something like that for our own content management system, which is also our consumers. So we just developed it for us, for our product. And then it was we didn't release it on our own consumers because we realized it was quite something unique. And then we got in negotiation with the ETA to the university.
This is bought out, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bought it for open source.
Was the price disclosed?
Features
for these clubs, they would be on your website or they are published someplace else through the open source community?
Open source, you know, send it through our website.
We also have mailing lists, which you can subscribe. Mailing lists, which you can subscribe to. And then we get the announcement of new features and new reviews.
Is he dropping?
Mailing list.
What?
There's also a blog. So basically all topics is also a blog. There's a category.
Will you be doing any presentation on the CMS in the next couple of days?
Not as a presentation, but if you ask us, we can show you that.
Don't worry. You do it right now. Five minutes. Well, the next one starts at 3:45, right? So we've got 20 minutes right now.
Yeah.
Just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Good.
We are nominated for next.
Well, it's not possible.
Oh, it
is.
You don't need an editor for that.
So any editor that you have that lives
of HTML know how to put BR thing, right?
Not yeah, like this line was happy with that.
Yeah.
But didn't, that was also, that's thanks.
Yeah.
Right, it's like dealing with the links and stuff that having links in the content like that. If there are problems when those links die or if they're broken, they have to go through all their content to find.
Yeah. The moment, there's no link checker or something.
Yeah. Right, and there's a database of the links that.
We use some external link checker.
Yeah.
Now, when the test from this field is presented to the end user, effectively you're translating.
So, but for the output of the content here is something called Cocoon, which sounds quite similar like Cocoon, and it's based on the idea of Cocoon just written in PHP. So you're really quite flexible for the output time. So the RSS stuff that's just a module in this Cocoon framework, so you aggregate the XML from the CMS and the XML from the RSS, you just aggregate it. SSLT over it.
What's that called?
Cocoon.
I assume there's like a moderation approval queue somewhere, built in here somewhere too, is there? Where there's moderation or approval process. I'll try it. So how would you handle one person posting content and well, that needed to be approved by another. But then let's say it's a draft, or that's for the future.
It's just like the editor. We implement features which gets paid from the customer. Right. No one asked for a real workflow system, so that's the reason why it's not there. Yeah.
Right.
So this is the somebody asked me to use the feature. You put the feature, but then the feature becomes available.
Yeah, or so that's it. So, I mean, that's basically how it grows.
It's more reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I got a business.
Yeah, it works for us.
Yeah, so far for then, I mean, this question about moderation is something from something now coming from for the Jewish regions.
Yeah, just for